Do you remember your first job? The anticipation, the interviews, new responsibilities? It can be very nerve-wracking. But embracing the challenge makes the transition to your first job rewarding. Finn is a 20-year-old man with Down syndrome, and he's just landed his first paid gig at the local airport.
He does have a volunteer job with City Mission, which he goes to on Wednesdays from 9 till 11. But this is definitely his first paid job.
That's Finn's mum, Rachel. And while Finn is in his element serving travellers at the airport cafe, it did take a bit of convincing.
I don't think he was very impressed because all he wants to do is to be a famous entertainer. So then I had to plaster this enormous grin on my face and make my eyes pop out of my head to make it seem absolutely amazing. So we did, and he was really proud. He couldn't wait to show me his apron when that came home a few weeks later. And he gets very nervous and can shut down for a short amount of time if it's sort of not in control and not without support. But I think he feels very proud of himself.
And it was all hands on deck, getting Finn up to speed for his first day.
He's been training for 2 years with NOS, which is a registered provider for supports for people with disabilities. And he's learnt to cook and make cold and hot drinks, set tables, serve customers and take orders. And so he's had that experience. And at the end of every term, they offer an afternoon tea for all the friends and relatives of that trainee. So, and then the staff also did online training with him for the first couple of weeks. And then his support workers supported him on the floor while he was learning to do all the cleaning jobs and things like that.
Rachel says people like Finn have a lot to offer businesses and their customers.
Finn just makes people feel so good. The Finns of the world develop their independence and consequently they're sort of developing their confidence, their language communication skills. And we've taught Finn about commitment and the importance of always doing his absolute best, and then he's got to do a little bit more than that. So if you finished your job, you look around for more to do. And the supporting staff would be looked at as role models as well, with, you know, the people who come in as customers. And, you know, they support kindness, and I can guarantee that it would lead to way more for everybody.
And Finn can always practice his entertaining skills on the job, couldn't he?
No, I'm discouraging that. Oh, my God, we'd never hear the end of it.